माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हरे यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर पान सावधि जमुना तीर पान सावधि जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हरे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हरे यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन जमुना तेरा वन चवानी जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय शील प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय शील प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय शील प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय शील प्रभुपाद Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Gurudev, Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudev. Nitai Gora Haribol, 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 Nitai Gora Haribol. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Astuta Rasata. Sishimad, Divine Grace, East Con Founder Chair, Jagat Guru, Salisi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya, Astu Terasita, Sishimad, Divine Grace. Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Guru Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sri Guhushu Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinata Shyamakun Radha Kunda Giri Gauravadan Ki Jai. Vrindavadam Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Mayapuru Dham Ki Jai. Purushottam Chaitanya Jagannath Puridham ki jai. Jamuna Mai ki jai. Ganges Mai ki jai. Tulasi Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaura Pramanandi. All glories assemble devotees. All glories assemble devotees. All glories assemble devotees. Glory to Shishi Guru Sri Gauranga. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militam Jena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Pramabhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Swapadantikam Vandiham Sri Gurun Sri Yutam Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitam Shan He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kantar Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Bandhavanishwari Vrishavana Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priya Vanchakal Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sundivyae Vacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We are reading from Prabhupada Lilamrita, Preaching to America, part number 2. Laguna Beach, July 25th, 1975. Laguna Beach was about a 2-hour drive south of Los Angeles. A temple, a house near the beach, was crowded with guests and visiting devotees. After Prabhupada had taken his seat upon the newly upholstered Vyasasana, some of the temple leaders came forward one at a time and bathed his feet. In the course of his lecture, Prabhupada spoke against taking intoxicating drugs. Is there anyone here who can say, Prabhupada's quoting, I am the controller? Is there anyone who will answer this? You may think that you are the controller, but you are controlled by drugs. Unquote. The city of Laguna Beach was notorious as an illicit drug center. Prabhupada had come not to flatter anyone with sentimental spirituality, but to cut through their illusion. Bathing the feet of the spiritual master was good, but to be a genuine devotee one has to strictly follow the regulations. One had to choose whether to be controlled by drugs or by Krishna. Prabhupada stayed next door to the temple in a neighbor's house. His first visitor was Rishi Das, who had given up his initiation vows and fallen away from Krishna consciousness. Sporting long curly hair and a beard, he had casually dropped by to pay a little visit to his former spiritual master. Prabhupada received Rishi warmly, and both exchanged smiles and laughed. Rishi's demeanor, however, was brazen, almost deviant, and he showed no constriction. Prabhupada was not very happy to see the state of this boy, to whom he had awarded the sannyas order a few years before. In early years, Prabhupada has cried when a dear disciple had left him. In those days, the fall of a disciple had been rare, almost unheard of. But over the years, Prabhupada has seen more casualties, even among his GVC leaders and sannyasis. In 1967, when one of his first disciples, Krishna Devi Dasi, had left her husband, Subha, and gone off with a boyfriend, Prabhupada had consoled Subha by reminding him how rare it was that one could become a devotee of Krishna. The wonderful thing is not that Krishna Dasi has left, Sri Prabhupada had said, but that we can say in Krishna consciousness, although devotees left Krishna consciousness for various reasons, Sri Prabhupada saw them all as having been tricked by illusion. The result was almost always the same. Whether the defector left on the plea of a new religion or new economic opportunities or whatever, usually he or she would take up a life of sense gratification, abandoning the strict path of self-realization. I repeat, although devotees left Krishna consciousness for various reasons, Srila Prabhupada saw them all as having been tricked by illusion. In other words, nobody can leave Krishna consciousness because of another person. We never stop eating because someone else has offended us. Even where we are working, there's so many difficulties there. Hatred and jealousy from colleagues. We never give up our job. Even if you resign, we take up another job. But In Christian consciousness, we give up Krishna. Because we are seeing so many wrong things that devotees are doing. The many things which we see that are making us to give up Krishna consciousness are not the actual reasons for anyone to give up Krishna consciousness. The only one reason is that we ourselves are offensive. If one is not offensive, nothing can take our Krishna consciousness away from us. Nothing. Even if a devotee asks, leave this place. I don't want to see you in this temple. Has the chanting been taken away from you? Even if chanting bead is taken away, has the Maha Mantra taken away from you? No. We still have it. So the only reason a devotee can give up Krishna consciousness is that we ourselves are offensive. Therefore, Krishna will kick us out. Papa said here, illusion. What is illusion in this? Illusion in this case is that a person who has been kicked out of devotional service will never see that he or she is offensive. Will always see that you are making me not to be a devotee. That is not true. So Prabhupada said here is illusion. We give up Christian consciousness only because of illusion. To give up Christian consciousness does not mean Krishna is no more Krishna. He's still Krishna. At all the time, he's still Krishna. He is Krishna and he will always remain Krishna. So even if you give up Krishna consciousness, that will not stop him from being Krishna. He will still remain his Krishna. So it's illusion. That one will give up Krishna consciousness. In another place, so Prabhupada mentioned, devotees who had given up following the vows one has taken. When a devotee came to visit Prabhupada and he was introduced, he is not keeping to his vows. And Prabhupada said, then he is not a human being, he's an animal. Animal. Will not keep to the vows. If you tell the animal, if an animal comes here to take some biscuit, it will go. In 5 minutes, it will come back. A human being, when he is told you are not needed here, he will not come back again. He will leave, will not come back. That's a human being. So Prabhupada said, to take a vow and not keep into that vow is animal life. A human being will keep the vows. Because we are not forced. We made this choice. I will take to this process. It's very, very important to keep to the vows. Not just keeping to the vows. We should keep to the vows strictly. To float is not difficult. if you throw a ball in the water, it will go with the current. There's no difficulty in floating to go along with the current. It's not difficult. Or if you throw a dead body in the water, it will go with the current. A live body, if you throw a live body in the water, the live body will not go with the current. It will swim against the current to get out. That is human life. So we should keep to the vows we have taken strictly. Keeping to the vows strictly brings empowerment. A devotee will become empowered, and that empowerment makes a devotee attractive. In whatever that he or she does, one will become a better cook for Krishna, a better pujari, a better book distribution, a better preacher, better in everything in Krishna concept, better chanting, chant of the holy name, better hearer of the scripture and speaking the scripture. Better in everything. If we stick strictly to the principles, and Prabhupada said, if we stick to this process, success is guaranteed. Stick to this process. Success is guaranteed. Continue. This was certainly true of Rishi. When Prabhupada asked him what he was doing with his life, he laughed and said he was playing saxophone. There was no need to ask him whether he was chanting 16 rounds or following the four rules. But Rishi wanted to assure Srila Prabhupada that he was doing fine. "I think I have more freedom now," said Rishi. "Do you think you have freedom?" Prabhupada challenged. Rishi, "Yes," replied. "By studying and working." "What is your age?" Prabhupada asked. 29. "Are you free not to become older?" So the Prabhupada persisted. "No." "Then what is your freedom?" Rishi gave a short laugh. "I don't care." "That's all right," Papa replied. "But I am researching. I am now 78. I don't wish to die, but I am forced. But you two are forced to become old. No one wants to be old." Recalling some of the Christian conscious philosophy, Rishi tried to argue against Prabhupada, saying that although he was forced to grow old, according to transmigration of the soul, he will be free after death. And anyway, there were no other freedoms. Prabhupada stuck to his original point and said, "Death is inevitable. Old age, no one wants. Everyone wants youth. Even an old man goes to the beach for health. I want youth, but I cannot have it. So, where is the freedom?" Freedom is only for a soul who is surrendered to Krishna, 100%. Anything else is illusion. To compete with animals, it's not freedom. I'm free to eat as I like, whatever I like. That is animal life, not human life. One may speak philosophy. Well, even if I take the body of an animal and I would not have the consciousness to understand anything, so what is wrong with that? But which of us, anyone sitting here, I want to know anyone sitting here, if he is called an animal, that would be happy. Anyone here? Even if you are a pig in Vrindavan. Or a monkey in Vrindavan. What a life is that? Who would like to be? So it's illusion. Freedom is that one is surrendered to Krishna and is functioning under Krishna's direction. That is freedom. Anything else is binding. Everything else is binding. The difference between animal and human life is what? That human beings are following rules and regulations to become Krishna conscious devotees. The rules and regulations which we are following, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no flesh eating, it is not devotion. It is not bhakti. Following rules and regulations is to make us human beings because we have fallen beyond the human platform. So rules and regulations is to bring us to a human platform. Coming to the human platform, then we will do activity which is meant for human beings, which is Krishna consciousness. Rules and regulations, animals do them. Monkey is a vegetarian, but he's not chanting Hare Krishna. Nor does he do deity worship for Krishna. But he's a vegetarian. So what is wrong? What is so important about that? Being a vegetarian. One is not free from karma just to be a vegetarian. It doesn't make one free from karma. So it is not freedom for anyone to eat or do whatever we like to do. It is just animal life. So Swayapapa did not agree with the challenge. I'm a fallen disciple. I'm free to play saxophone. It's okay. You can play saxophone. You are not the first person. Neither will you be the last person. There will be many saxophonists everywhere in the world. And he will even play better than you. At the end of the life, where is our reward? Where's our reward? To take another material body. Lord Self, they've already warned us. It is a great mistake to have a human body. It's a great mistake. Even if you have a Gandharva body, even if you have the Brahma's body, or the Sahibs, they say it is a mistake. And therefore, no intelligent person should repeat the mistake by having another material body next life. Freedom means we are given chance not to have material body next life. That is freedom. Prabhupada spoke at length for his benefit as well as for the benefit of the other devotees in the room. Persons under the influence of Maya, he said, declare that they are free. The drug addict or the drunkard thinks he is free to lie down on the street. Yet, his actions involve him in the strict laws of material nature. The outlaw declares himself free from the laws of the state, but he is put into jail. What is the use of his saying he is free? Therefore, Krishna says, Prabhupada explained, that whatever little freedom you have got, just surrender that freedom to me. A devotee who is making advancement in Christian consciousness, or a devotee who will make advancement in Christian consciousness, will pray like this. My difficulty is that I do not know how to use my free will. Therefore, I'm begging you, please, spiritual master, please, Krishna, use my free will for me. This is freedom. This is a prayer of a successful devotee, or a devotee who will be successful in Christian consciousness. I don't know how to use my free will. I don't know how to use my freedom. Therefore, we should give it to those who can help us to manage it for us. This intelligence. Until a devotee pray like this, we will never make a tangible advancement in Christian consciousness. Because the illusion of thinking that we are free is very, very high in our consciousness. Why do we fear correction? Why do we fear correction? Why do we fear chastisement? How many of us say want chastisement? One person. Maybe you don't know what chastisement is yet. If I give it to you before you know what it means to judgment. See, anyway, in general, we don't want assessment, but why we don't want assessment? Only one person wants. Why we don't want assessment? Why do we fear being corrected? Why? Because we are thinking I'm free. How can you correct me? I'm free. I can do what I like. Therefore, we don't want to be corrected. We don't want to be chastised. We don't want to be told what we should do. The reason behind that is, I am free. So what can you tell me? I'm free. So Prabhupada said, this is illusion. So if we have something we want to give as Guru Dakshina, if we have Guru Dakshina to give, it's not by collecting money. That is external. Guru Dakshina it goes in two ways, internal and external. External, you can collect money and give. That is external. internal, the internal and external. Internal and eternal, Guru Dakshina is one to keep the vows we have taken on the day of initiation. That is Guru Dakshina, to keep the vows we have taken. And to surrender our free will to the Guru. This is Dakshina. This is Guru Dakshina. Not money. That is very easy to do. That's very easy. Actually, it is for lazy people. Those who are really strong, those who are very, very fortunate, their Guru Dakshina is the vows they have taken, they will maintain it till the end. Not even struggling with it. But we are conveniently keeping the vows and giving our free will to the spiritual master. Please, this is my Guru Dakshina. You manage it for me. That is freedom. The Prabhupada's comment on false freedom were to the point. Within 2 hours of his arrival, he had already exposed the Laguna Beach mystic. Rishi continued to smile and argue, but before Prabhupada, he was just another youth with no real answers. Prabhupada was not interested in debating. He wanted to help his disciple. Rishi, however, was using whatever freedom he had to defy Krishna's representative, trusting instead in his youth, in his intoxication, and his music. A door opened. These are some professors, Srila Prabhupada announced a devotee, who form part of our congregation. Prabhupada greeted the new guests and asked that they sit up front on cushions. I was talking with this boy about freedom, said Prabhupada. So I said, there is no freedom for us. We are always dependent. What is your opinion about it? One of the professors said he agreed, and Prabhupada continued speaking. He talked with the professors for more than an hour. Freedom. Freedom. Shall I show you my freedom? Huh? Do you want to see my freedom? Want to see my freedom? Huh? See, I cannot read the book. See my freedom? I am depending on what? So I'm free? Freedom? That's freedom? All of us here are sitting on something. If you remove the chair from your butter, what will happen? Is it not? We are sitting on something. All of us. What is the freedom? Huh? Where is the freedom? Cannot see. If the light goes off, many of us will join me. Many of you will join me if the light goes off. Now it's only me. My eyes not here. If the light goes off, all of you here will join me. You can't see even your face. So where is the freedom? Illusion. It's illusion. We are all sitting on something. If that thing is gone, we are useless, we are helpless. Freedom. How many of us are going to fast today in Ekadasi? How many of us are going to fast for Ekadasi today? Freedom from hunger. Huh? How many of us will be free from hunger today? Anybody? Nobody? So we are not free. We are not free. We depend on food, yes. Prasadam. Yes. Even to change your Hare Krishna, you need prasadam. We are always depending on something. I'm depending on this chair. The chair depending on what? On the floor. The floor, the earth is depending on what? Earth planet depending on what? Ananta Sesha is carrying the whole universe on the head. Ananta is depending on who? Yes. So everything and everyone in this world is depending on something. Only Krishna is independent. Near the end, Upendra's three-year-old son, Soumya, walked up to Prabhupada from the back of the room. Prabhupada gave him some money that was on the desk. And the boy ran back to his mother and gave her the money. Yes. When I was young, Prabhupada reminisced, if I got money, I will take it to my mother. But then when I will become angry at her, I will demand it back. Sometimes I will steal money from my mother's purse and go watch Charlie Chaplin movies. His favorite scene was in a film called Hard Times, he said. When Charlie Chaplin sat down at a table with a knife and fork to eat a boot, San Diego, July 27, 1975. Srila Prabhupada rode down the San Diego freeway in the redone darkness on his way to San Diego to attend a festival in Baalbek. On the way, he passed through San Clemente, where former President Richard Nixon was staying. Prabhupada had followed Nixon's expose and resignation and had often mentioned it in his lectures. Sometimes as an example of how even the most powerful men are subject to anxiety and loss. Sometimes to illustrate the need for proper training in the four natural social orders. A devotee mentioned that Mr. Nixon lived here with no position, scorned by his countrymen. Then we should go and preach to him, the Prabhupada said. Since a man had lost everything and was lamenting, he said, he might be receptive to hearing about the absolute truth. Prabhupada had attempted to a similar approach to Mahatma Gandhi. At Baalbek, Prabhupada was pleased with the devotees' boots and colorful tent and the stage they had erected in the middle. He had just begun addressing the large crowd when a man in the audience began shouting. Prabhupada asked what he was saying, and the devotee explained, Sir Prabhupada, the man says he wants to have sex more than once a month. He is creating disturbance, said Prabhupada, into the microphone. After a tense moment, Prabhupada continued his lecture. So, as this man is talking about sex, So this whole material world is enchanted by sex. Taking this shouted protest as a new focus for his speech, Srila Prabhupada quoted Prahlad Maharaj's statement that all material entanglement begins from sexual enjoyment, which in comparison to transcendental pleasure is paltry and abominable. But real happiness, Prabhupada asserted, is above the senses. Whatever we enjoy with the gross senses is temporary. But permanent enjoyment is transcendental. So this man, he continued, was suggesting he wants sex at least once in a month. Yes, that is allowed. 5 days after the wife's menstrual period, the husband and wife can have sex for begetting rightful children. Prabhupada used the Vedic technical term, garbhana samskara, to describe the process of purifying sex within marriage. The devotees were astonished that before a crowd of sexually liberated Southern Californians, Prabhupada was exposing responsible, legitimate sex. Usually he discussed such matters, if at all, in letters to householders. But if the Americans were intent on sex, then Prabhupada would let them have it. But he stressed responsible, restricted sex. Otherwise, by irresponsible sex, one has to suffer. Sex is not denied, Prabhupada said, but one must take responsibility for sex life. Otherwise, he becomes entangled in so many sinful activities. You can have sex once in a month. That is prescribed. Because a woman has once in a month menstrual period. So sex life is meant for simply begetting nice children, not for sense gratification. If it is in a regulative form, the world may not become hell. If it is in regulative form, then the whole world will be hellish. Sex life is not denied. Sex life is not denied, but in a regulated form, so that you can get nice population and live very happily. Then we should try to understand what Prabhupada is saying. Regulated sex life will have nice population. What does it mean? In the previous ages, demons lived separate from human beings. Because regulated sex life was there. In Kali Yuga, the demons and the human beings live together. Not only living together, the demons are living right with us in the same body. And the whole planet is fully occupied by demonic personalities. Third canto of Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami mentioned, Maitreya Muni mentioned, the breeze that has a sound is the movement or the passing of a demon. And that you find constantly these days in major cities, including Vrindavan. Meaning what? That we are inviting so many demonic personalities to come here through unregulated sex life, illicit sex. That is the way we are bringing unnecessary entities to live with us in the same planet, the same country, the same city, in the same body. Therefore, there is no need to compete with animals. The consequences are heavy. Regulated life is human life. Unregulated life is animal life. It is good for animals to live like that because their karma is different from the karma of human beings. Our karma is that we can go up, we can come down. The animal's karma, they don't have otherwise. Their karma is always progressive. So they are more fortunate than most human beings. Especially at the present moment, if you can produce children to become Christian conscious, that will be a great service to the Lord, because we want a Christian conscious population. Otherwise, this world is going to hell. There were great empires like the Roman, Greek, and later on the Mongol Empire, the British Empire. Then there was Napoleon, Hitler, Mussolini. So all these powerful empires and men have come and gone. Only a name is there now. Nothing is remaining. So I came to your country, America. I decided to come here because I heard your country is very nice. And when I came here, I saw actually that your country is very nice. Your cities, your buildings, your men also, because mostly my students are Americans, and they helped me very kindly to push on this movement. So I have studied American life very nicely. They have a good heart. The only thing is that is one thing is Christian consciousness. For want of this Christian consciousness, despite all your opulences, you are becoming confused and frustrated. I hear that out of three, one man is a patient of a psychiatrist. Why? Why are you unhappy? Why should you be unhappy? You have got everything, enough food, land, money, intelligence. Why should you be unhappy? The cause of this, you should try to find out. The cause is that without Christian consciousness, without God consciousness, nobody can be happy. The outdoor audience was now quiet and attentive. Roper spoke for about 40 minutes, ranging over different areas of Christian conscious philosophy, and concluded with a request to the American men and women to seriously cooperate in Christian consciousness and thereby find happiness. His talk was greeted with cheers, and the devotees continued to host the crowd throughout the afternoon, chanting and dancing and disputing prasanam. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.